But let's now take a closer look at this X chromosome. One of the international pioneers of research into intellectual disability passed down to males on the X chromosome is an Australian, Professor Gillian Turner. Gillian's a geneticist who's spent most of her career studying the X chromosome. In fact, she's just published a popular book on it called Why the X? And speaking of the why, there's been that research, got a lot of publicity, which suggests that older fathers have a higher risk of producing a baby with autism. What do you think of that, Gillian?
Last year, there was some good report in Nature Genetics documenting that and finding older dads with point mutations. So, no, I think that's a very important new development and a new explanation, really. And it looks as if that might be that of one third of children with autism might be due to a new change in a sperm, really, that's going to form the child. And the older the dad is, the number of mutations go up by about 2% every year. So we used to always be worried about older mums, but now I'm afraid it's the dads that one has to think about. About time the blame was taken from mums to dads.
Well, I think the last time you were on the Health Report, you were focusing on the Y chromosome, having spent your career on the X chromosome, and talking about why women were superior to men, looking at genetic lines. But you have spent much of your career on the X chromosome, the chromosome where you've got, right, when you've got two of which, and only two of which you are female, and a man is XY. To paraphrase the title of your book, why did you focus on the X chromosome?
Well, I suppose when I started, which was kind of getting interested in intellectual handicap in the sort of late 60s, the information was the X chromosome wasn't more important than any of the others. And then I happened to find four families where it was obviously X-linked. By that I mean the intellectual handicap was in the males, but always related through a woman. So the woman was the carrier and the male was affected. And that suggests that it's on the X chromosome. And from that went on to prove that the X chromosome was really very much more important than we'd ever thought. And now it probably accounts for about one in five children with intellectual handicap in the male. And the finding of those genes has been so exciting, really. I mean, now we know that there are over 100 genes on the X chromosome.
And what are these genes doing on the X chromosome that have such a profound effect on intellectual development?
They're all to do with both the number of neurons, the number of branches of the neurons, how the interconnections are working, how it learns to store information, memory.
And have you got any insight, given that this has been your lifetime career and your major international contribution, why genes for intellect are on the X chromosome?
Well, it gives you an enormous advantage in terms of spreading the gene, because if you've got a very bright male in a tribal situation, he's going to dominate the female population. So he's then going to have a load of very bright daughters who are then going to rear his children better, they're going to survive better. So you can see it. What an advantage it is to have a good gene on the X compared with any of the others, which would take a much longer time to dissipate in a tribal situation.
So to what extent is intelligence transmitted via the female line, is X-linked?
I think a lot.
So you really want a bright mummy?
You do want a bright mummy. If you want a bright son, you want a bright mummy. The offspring of the male and female, of course, will receive the X from both parents. But for males, if you want a bright son, go for the bright woman. You know, forget about breast size, basically, and
go for
brains.
Look a bit north of the breasts for your for your legacy. Let's focus a moment, though, for autism. You know, and it's really the climax of the book, because you really put forward some new thinking on what causes autism. And let's just describe what autism is and autism spectrum disorder before we move on, because it's much misunderstood.
Yes. I think people think of autism as being a kind of diagnosis. It is a behavioural diagnosis, but it isn't a causal diagnosis. It doesn't say why this has happened. Children with autism are slower in learning to speak and relate poorly and like to get into repetitive situations and just don't like change. They withdraw. But I've sort of proposed it. What if you get two people who have a very good set of intellectual function, meaning that they have a lot of interconnections in their brain, because it's the interconnections that's really boost your intelligence. Suppose you get two sets, can you get a sort of overload picture? And I'm suggesting that some of the children with the autism may be, they've got too much of a good thing. They're just overloaded with all that sensory input that we have around us, and they can't manage to cope.
Which implies that there's a group of children with autism who are born to parents who are more intelligent than average.
And that's known, in that if you look at their addresses, for instance, they're from sort of smarter regions in the United States that's been looked at. So I think the evidence
is... So better off postcodes is really what you're saying.
That's right. It's an idea, and it's supported by Simon Baron Cohen, who's been a real leader in making us understand autism.
This is Sacha Baron Cohen's cousin, I think, not his brother, or brother or cousin, I can't remember.
Cousin, I think. He's the one who's really put forward the idea that the reason why autism affects males so much more than females is that it's the testosterone levels in utero, testosterone being a growth promoter, so that the combination of a good set of genes plus the growth promoting make there be many more interconnections in the brain. Not that I'm saying males are brighter.
Let's not go too far here. No.
That would be really stretching it. But it could be that the 4-to-1 ratio of male to female is related to the growth effects of testosterone in utero, only, of course, in the males coming from the embryo. There are not nearly enough genes on the X to account for this huge male preponderance. In the intellectual handicap, there's about a 20% excess of males, whereas in autism, it's 400, or it's 4-to-1, so it's huge.
So why the excess of autism in older men? I understand, you know, older men have more mutations, but you'd think those mutations are random and therefore shouldn't necessarily zero in on autism. Why the excess of autism in older men when you'd think, well, these mutations could be anywhere on their genome, not just on the X chromosome or wherever?
They would be anywhere.
So it's just a bulk phenomenon that some of them are just by chance going to be the ones related to autism.
I think so. And then accentuated by that person being a male.
Excess testosterone during pregnancy has also been related to one of the biological explanations of being gay. Is there any evidence from people with autism or autism spectrum disorder that there's an increased incidence of homosexuality?
I can't answer that one. I don't know the literature on that.
And you talk about non-random mating being a big influence in this whole area.
Well, that's a fairly new phenomenon. I mean, in the last 50 years that women have been doing much better at school, getting into universities, so that, you know, about 50% of the university population are women now. And then that's the mating area. Once you get to university, well, that's one of the other things you're studying, is the male population from a point of view of mating. So women now have much more influence in who they mate with. They're being the selectors just as much as a male.
Which adds to your theory.
A great thing, but it also does mean the female is going to look for the really bright, good provider when she's thinking of actually having children.
And if your theory is right, that adds to the risk of something like autism.
If the theory is right. I'm a bit on the female side.
So I hadn't noticed that, Julian. I'd missed that, but thanks for pointing it out.
Just in case you hadn't recognised that. So for the female readers, I think they'll enjoy it. And for the male readers, they'll be thinking, oh, God, how old am I? I better get cracking.
And just finally, Gillian Turner, there's been lots of doom and gloom about the Y chromosome, that it seems to be getting clapped out. Australian research is suggesting that, although it's a bit controversial. So is the X chromosome going to save us?
We're always going to need that Y chromosome, because we're always going to need males in order that we can continue.
Reluctantly, but you've got to admit it.
Not reluctantly. God, we would hate not to have you all around. But I think it's tough for the male. Women are more adaptable just because of the type of brain they've got. And men are, you know, having big muscles and being good with a spade is no longer any good for the male, is it?
So watch out who you marry. Stop looking at the breasts, start looking at the brain, and you'll be much better off.
Quite right. Apart from, if you're both very, very bright, don't go for the older male. He may be a good provider.
So go for a bright toy boy.
Well, that's much more fun, isn't it?
Julia Turner, I think we've gone far enough, don't you?
This could get rather seamy and steamy.
I'm not sure how old you are now, Norman.
I'm just a young lad. Just a
young lad, just right, a young on lad. You go.
Gillian Turner, thanks for joining us on the Health Report.
Thank you, Norman. Thanks.
Professor Gillian Turner, and her book is called Why the X, Unravelling Intellectual Disability and Autism, but there's a lot more there besides. It's published by mybook.net.au, and we'll have a link to the book on our website. I'm Norman Swan. See you next time.